Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that you can make a ritual or tradition feel even more special by giving it a name. Giving something a name makes it feel distinct. It becomes a character in your life and in your memory, which ultimately gives it a place of honor. Today's tip, like another one we'll talk about this week, comes from Happier Hour, a book by UCLA Business School professor Cassie Holmes, on how to spend your time well. Holmes writes about how she and her preschool-aged daughter had a weekly coffee date that they both loved. So they wanted to make it feel even more special. As Holmes put it, they turned routine into ritual and made it a thing. Holmes explains, whereas habits serve to help get us through the day without extra thought, traditions imbue these passing moments with greater meaning. Traditions serve to connect us to each other and across time. They give us a sense of belonging. Holmes and her daughter did a lot of things to make their coffee dates feel more special. But one approach deserves attention because it is so easy to replicate. They gave the experience a name. It became the Thursday morning coffee date, using capital letters. Now, this may seem like a small thing, but when something has a formal name, it becomes more formal. It feels more important. Just as an example, there is nothing stopping you from gathering with friends and family to give thanks on the fourth Thursday of November just to do so. But by calling it Thanksgiving dinner, we create weight for the occasion, and we think about how we will do it year to year and how we did it last year, and what we like to see and eat, and we build it into the mental landscape of that time of year. Likewise, two people can get coffee and a muffin most Thursdays, with no particular ceremony. But by calling it the Thursday morning coffee date, it becomes more of an institution. No doubt Holmes and her daughter would talk about it ahead of time or say, "Remember when this happened at the last Thursday morning coffee date?" I will add to this that if you give something a name, then turning it into an acronym can make it feel even a little bit more special because you know the acronym as an insider. Back when I was a freshman in high school, I remember that four senior girls took out an ad in the yearbook about Jack. Those four letters were the first letters of their names. Now, who knows whatever became of Jack, as these ladies are all grown up now, but they made it very clear that their foursome was an institution. Do you have any routines that you'd like to make even more special and transform into a tradition? Perhaps you walk with your kids to school on Wednesdays, or you have Sunday morning waffles, or you generally have lunch with your direct reports on Fridays. Try giving these routines a name. The names don't have to be particularly poetic, and often they'll emerge naturally. It's just a matter of noticing them and formalizing them by capitalizing the name and then using the same name all the time. For instance, if your walk to school becomes the Wednesday walk, then instead of hollering at the kids to hurry up, we'll be late, you start hollering, "We need to do the Wednesday walk." Or your Sunday waffles could become the waffle wake up, People love alliteration. Maybe you start calling your Friday lunches your celebration lunches as a way to get people to focus on everything that went right during the week. When we give our habits and routines names as part of transforming them into traditions, we create opportunities to recognize meaning in our everyday lives. Ordinary experiences can become extraordinary. They connect us to each other and to our past and to our future. If you give a routine a name and transform it into a tradition, I'd love to hear about it. You can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.